Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go around the horn with the Minnesota Twins here on WCCO.
And the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a drive. Left center field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. Tie game. Tie game. Byron Buxton, a ninth inning game tying shot. And we're even 6-6 here at Target Field.
Yeah, that was in front of 25,000 fans going nuts. And Derek Shelton joins us, bench coach for the Minnesota Twins. Derek, that was, unfortunately, the end isn't what we wanted, but boy, was that dramatic.
Yeah, that's exciting. That was the first time I'd heard Corey's call on that. But, yeah, exciting game last night. I think, you know, as we've come over, you know, 60-plus games, this is a team you can't leave early on because they're exciting.
You know, and having said that, the Twins, you know, we lost last night. I get that, to Seattle, but this team just never seems out of it, like you said, and it's quite impressive. And I know there was a lot of press given to the third inning. I just want to get your thoughts on why the third inning offensively has been so strong for the Twins.
Yeah, I don't know. If we could identify specific innings or why it is, I don't know. I don't know if it's because we're starting to roll over to the top of the order again, or it's just one of those outlier things. You know, I actually didn't even know anything about the third inning. It's been fun to watch every inning, but I mean, it's kind of a cool thing.
How do you feel about Michael Pineda? He'll be pitching today.
Feel good. You know, his last start in Detroit, we saw some uptick in the velocity. We saw a better slider. So I think there were a lot of things that we saw that are continuing to improve. I mean, you know, the guy's coming off an arm surgery and coming off knee surgery. So very happy with his last start coming off the DL.
Tough night for the bullpen last night, but kind of an unusual cluster of errors as well for the Twins.
Yeah. Last night was probably not the cleanest game we'd played. I mean, you know, I think in, you know, bullpen – yeah, I had a tough night, but you know, we made some a couple errors behind them, so it made it a little bit more difficult. But all in all, you know, we've continued to play well. We've played well defensively. Our bullpen's been good. You know, our starting pitching's been good, and as you know, you alluded to earlier, our offense has been fun to watch every night.
I'm a little surprised Seattle's not has a better record. That's a nice team over there.
Yeah, they play well. You know, that's a comment that during the first night, Rocco and I were actually talking about their offense. They have good at-bats. They foul pitches off. They put the ball in play. They're athletic. You know, they have three or four guys in their lineup that can run. They have a couple guys that can hit the ball at the ballpark. So, yeah, it's not knowing all of what they've gone through this year, but it looks like a pretty good club over there.
Derek, just kind of inside, if you can take us as fans inside the dugout a little bit, but we see you and Rocco together a lot on decision-making, on discussions. Tell me about that relationship between the two of you.
Well, it's a very strong relationship, but I think first and foremost, the relationship's built on a friendship. You know, Rocco and I have known each other a long time. He was a player in Tampa when I was coaching there, and then we actually worked on the same staff together for 3 years there. So I think the primary bones of our relationship is personal and as a friendship. And I think that's what makes it a good mesh, a good match. You know, with Rock being in his first year, I think, as we've talked about before, one of Rocco's greatest strengths is his humility and his lack of ego and his willingness to listen to not just me, but other people. And those conversations during the game, as much as they are baseball, sometimes they're fun. I mean, sometimes you'll see us laughing, you know, joking. So it's a very strong relationship.
Yeah, well, it's working. That's for darn sure. You know, I was met Tommy Malone before when he was with the Twins. He was a real nice guy. But, boy, he came in and just shut the door. And I was kind of surprised. I wanted to get your take on they brought him, even though they had not given up a run yet, they brought him in really early in the game. What was that all about?
Well, yeah, they use the opener theory that was invented or created, or I don't know what the word is, in Tampa last year, and some teams have tried it. We've tried it here at times. Just having a relief pitcher start the game, and then you bring in your starter, your primary pitcher, in this first or second inning, and that was their plan last night. They started Batista and then brought Malone in, and he did a nice job. I mean, he kept us off balance. He threw the ball to the corners of the plate. He mixed in a slider and changeup. So it's just one of those things that people are trying to make, you know, pitching more efficient and to make sure that they're creating longer length with their primary pitcher or their starter.
Tell us about what goes into making that lineup up every day, because, man, we think about a guy like Marwin, you could put really anywhere and tons of offensive options, and it seems like you can bat anybody anywhere in this lineup. So how much time do you spend per day just trying to get that thing organized?
Well, we spend a lot of time with it. It's probably what we spend the most time on talking about. And it's usually done multiple days in advance, or there's a rough outline of it multiple days in advance of what we're going to do. And, you know, I think the big thing that we try not to do is try not to be too reactionary. You know, I mean, you're going to see different lineups. I mean, the other day, Kepler hit three homers in a game in Cleveland, and he didn't play the next day. But it was just the day that he was scheduled, you know, to have off, and we have to rotate people through. And I think one of the luxuries we have here is, you know, some teams worry about their lineup 1 through 9. Our lineup is, you know, essentially runs 1 through 12 because we're running multiple catchers out there. At some point during the day, we've had a guy that's been a regular starter for us not playing. Well, you know, whether it's CJ or Scope or Marwin or Rosie or Kep or Buckner going down. And then with the job that Adrianza has done this year, it's been phenomenal. So we have to try to keep him sharp. We have to try to keep him in the game. He'll be in the game today. You know, it's just one of those things where we have to keep people fresh, but we've had the luxury of having guys having consistent at-bats.
The Twins play today. We're doing the 11:30 pregame and then the 12:10 pitch here on WCCO. Got a weekend to pay respect to Joe Mauer this weekend, and I know that you're a big fan of Joe's.
Yeah, very excited about that. I think, you know, getting your number retired is probably the highest honor an organization can give you, and it's something that's very well deserving. Only having been around Joe for a year as a coach, but, you know, having watched him when I was in the Central Division with the Indians, and then watched him before, first class human being. I think he embodies everything that not only the Minnesota Twins, but the Twins territory is about, and I'm very excited just to be able to watch and be part of this weekend. It's a really cool honor for Joe.
Yeah, great guy. Hey, Derek, before you go, we watched the draft. We saw all these kids sign. I see we signed that first-round draft pick already. The Twins did the other night. He was at the ballpark. What advice do you give to these youngsters having gone through that process yourself? What do you tell them? Because baseball it can be a long journey.
Yes, I think that's probably the two things, is just have fun. Make sure you have fun and make sure you take your time, because I think your point is great. It is a long journey, and it's not something like in the NFL or the NBA where it happens immediately and you come to the highest stage. So you need to take your time. I mean, we're excited about our draft. I think Sean Johnson and his staff did a heck of a job. So, you know, anytime you can get those guys face to face and get them to meet some of the current players and staff, it's kind of cool. But I think, to your point, the biggest piece of advice is just take your time, be yourself, and continue to work.
Well, I look forward to seeing you out at the park. We're on our way over there in just a little while. I wish you the best in this game and then a nice long homestand, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, excited to be home. So thank you very much for having me on. Have a good morning.
All right, see you, Derek. Derek Shelton, he's a bench coach, Minnesota Twins, on WCCO. 11:30 today is our pregame time. Corey will be over at the park at 9 o'clock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!